Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 11th of August. Moulton trainer Richard Fahey is enjoying another fine season, and yesterday, Sunday, Garswood won the Group 1 Prix Maurice de Geest at Deauville in France, winning this contest for sprinters in the hands of Gerald Mosset. Garswood carries the colours of David Armstrong, who along with his wife Emma sponsor the big race at Pontefract this coming Sunday, the listed Flying Fillies Stakes under their Highfield Farm stud banner. Fahey was also on the scoreboard at Ascot on Saturday, providing one of the three Yorkshire Train winners on Shergar Cup Day, the others being trained by David Nichols and David O'Mara. As the European team won the event by a single point, Canadian rider Emma Jane Wilson rode a couple of eye-catching winners. Now, looking at the week ahead as far as Yorkshire meetings are concerned, there's an evening meeting tonight, Monday, at Thirsk, a seven-race programme which begins at 5.25. Recent York winner Meadway is my selection in the handicap race for three-year-old sprinters at 7 o'clock, while Sheriff of Norton can land the handicap race for three-year-olds over 1 mile at 8 o'clock. Beverley Stage is a two-day meeting on Wednesday and Thursday. Glamour and racing combine on Wednesday, the annual Journal Ladies' Day, which begins at 2 o'clock. There are fashion shows during the afternoon, the Fashion Marquee in the course enclosure, and a competition to find the best-dressed lady. Racing on Thursday on the Westwood gets underway at 2.30, and the afternoon's nursery handicap for two-year-olds is named in honour of the Yorkshire Air Ambulance. Catterick's annual Ladies' Evening takes place on Friday, starting at 5.40. Again, there are prizes for the best-dressed lady. On Saturday, there's a double-header of afternoon meetings at Doncaster and Ripon. Now, racing at Doncaster begins at 2.30, and when the action on the track is finished, top star James Blunt is live on stage. It's Ripon's biggest day of the season on Saturday, and racing at Yorkshire's Garden Racecourse begins at 2.15. The big race is the William Hill Great St Wilfrid Stakes, a famous handicap contest for sprinters over 6 furlongs, offering prize money of £70,000. Baccarat, trained by Richard Fahey, won last year's race, and he won this year's Wokingham Stakes at Royal Ascot. The Ripon Hornblower Condition Stakes could produce an exciting two-year-old winner. On Sunday, Pontefract hosts a valuable meeting starting at 2.15. As usual, there's a host of attractions for young racegoers, making for a full family day out. The big race is the EBF Highfield Farm Flying Fillies Stakes, a £50,000 listed race for fillies and mares over the sprint distance of 6 furlongs. Next Monday, the 18th of August, is back to Thirsk for an afternoon meeting starting at 2.15, a family day at the North Yorkshire track. Then the following Wednesday, the prestigious four-day Welcome to Yorkshire Ebor Festival gets underway at York, with the Epsom and Irish Derby winner Australia, a likely contender in the Judmont International Stakes on the opening day. More about that next week. Enjoy your racing.